I'm Brett.
And I'm Alice.
And we are the Prosecutors. Today on The Prosecutors, we celebrate 100 episodes with bloopers. This is Brett from The Prosecutors, and I'm joined, as always, with my hilarious podcast host, Alice.
Why was it so hard to get that out, Brett? Is it paying you
sometimes
to identify me as related to you in some way in life?
Yeah, this is my hilarious podcast host, co-host. I don't know. Sometimes the words just don't work. I don't know. It's the perfect introduction, though,
hilarious
for this episode.
Doesn't work with Alice?
Because this episode, Alice, is all about how hilarious you are, and I guess I am at times. We are celebrating a just incredible milestone that I can't believe we actually made it to, 100 episodes.
What? That's pretty awesome. I can't believe we made it to 100 either. I'm not sure if it's like that big of an accomplishment, because it could be that people haven't listened to 99 of them, you know?
Yeah,
just
I mean,
keep making them.
Right, we can put them out as long as we want, right? So, yeah, I guess it's not really that much of an accomplishment, but we decided to celebrate it anyway, because why not? And today is Halloween, so happy Halloween to everybody. This is our treat to you, or maybe our trick, because if you're one of those people who don't like chit-chat, this will be the worst podcast episode you have ever experienced, so just don't listen to it. Don't leave all those one-star reviews saying you loved us until we released the blooper episode, and then you hated us. Let's not have any of those.
And if only we were serious, you know, prosecutors who didn't actually buy all the lies about Taylor Swift.
I know, exactly. If only we didn't buy all those lies about Taylor Swift. Follow the science, and she's a cyborg, and that's all there is to it, and I don't know why everybody keeps complaining about it. So
it's really an open and shut
case.
You
think that was a joke? You people are crazy. That was serious. That was a serious episode.
It
so
is.
Go
no
back and listen to it again.
Laughing matter. But no, happy Halloween, matter. Brett. This is like the biggest holiday of the year for you.
I know. And I'm so excited that we got to do this 100th episode celebration. It's actually our 101st episode. So we're celebrating the first 100 episodes here with you guys. So enjoy this. I hope you enjoy it. And we will see you next time. What'd you get for Christmas? Did you anything good for Christmas?
Yeah, I got like absurdly expensive sweats.
Oh.
There's no better way to describe it.
That's not where I thought you were going.
It's like kind of
like Lululemon or something?
No, they're like the new Lululemon, but it's embarrassing because like what could be a more 2020 gift? Like ultra expensive sweats. Like I can't wear them out. They're full on
good
what you wear at home.
Sweats to relax on the couch.
Yeah. No, that's like literally what they are, but it's what I wanted.
Well, there you go. Hopefully the COVID will go away and you won't get to use them very often.
That's amazing. Yeah. But they are. They're like, I'm not sure they're worth like as much as they're worth as they cost. Mm-hmm. But it's great.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're not.
No, they're not. Like I put them on and I was like, I mean, they're really comfortable, but
yeah.
Now I know.
I got a flashlight for Christmas.
That's great. We also got flashlights.
Some sweaters. Yeah.
You got sweaters?
So there you go. Yeah. I needed some sweaters.
That's
so
great.
I some sweaters.
I don't know about you, but like I feel like when you get to a certain age, all I get, and I appreciate it, all I get for Christmas is like clothing that I would otherwise need.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
it's not like when you were a kid, you hated getting clothes.
Right.
Now it's like, clothes. I need clothes.
Now it means I don't have to go buy my own clothes.
Exactly. I hate shopping for clothes.
It's terrible.
Not surprisingly. Yeah. Sure. It's terrible. It's awful. Okay. Did you see that crazy comment, that tweet that we got?
I really liked your response. Lying. Your response was great. You okay, man? Because, oh my God, that was amazing. I like how, like, no one jumped on the bandwagon, though, because it's like, anyone who's in the true crime community is like, well, yeah, we need to catch these killers.
Right. That's the thing.
There's this thing about how if you don't have consequences for law breaking, then, we all become the victims.
Yeah. And I was like, I was also like, who do you think we are?
Yeah.
Like, what sort of immense power do you think we have?
Yeah. And also, like, what millions of lives have we ruined?
Millions.
Millions. I mean, like,
millions.
I would like to think I have that great of an impact on the world, but I know I don't.
I don't. Sad.
I mean, maybe one day.
Maybe one day I can ruin millions of lives.
I mean, that's like, you know, I'm not going to compare myself to some, like, world dictators and whatnot, but, like, you know, that's, like, putting me pretty high up there.
Okay, I got this word that I'm supposed to call you today, and I don't know that I can pronounce it.
I don't think you can pronounce it, and I'm not going to try to.
You don't think I can pronounce it?
I can't.
Okay. Do you know which one I'm talking about? Or are you just assuming that I can't pronounce
it? Is it the... Did I pronounce it right?
Is it the what?
Exactly.
What did you say?
I don't know. I just made noises. I figured that was as close as I was going to get. This is terrible. I bet my audio has already gone kaput at this point.
You think so?
Probably. Maybe I'm I just need to get a non-Mac.
Sure it's this all
is actually very helpful because I don't think it's the computer. I think it's like Mac incompatibility, which makes sense because Macs only want you to use their softwares.
Right.
So I'm actually serious about that
because
I don't have any problems with the computer otherwise, only with respect to basically melding with you who's not a Mac. I need patrons to help me buy a non-Mac.
There you go. We need a patron, a Christmas drive for you.
A Christmas drive. 2021.
Yes. Yeah, I need a computer. Okay. Ready to do this?
Born ready.
Born ready.
That's why I'm yawning.
You sound fired up today.
You know what? Okay. Vacation's exhausting.
I know. Vacations are exhausting.
Really exhausting. Totally exhausting.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I keep distracting you. There's a helicopter going by. I was going to let it go. Okay. It's weird. Anyway, okay, here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Prosecutors. I'm Brett, and I'm joined, as always, with my Ocha Revoltedna. Let me try that again. I am joined, as always, by my Ocha Revoltedna. Ocha Revoltedna. Ocha Revoltedna. That sounds good. My Ocha Revoltedna co-host, Alice.
Hey, Brett.
Pull it together, Alice.
I have to wipe away my tears first. Brett, that was such a butchering of a beautiful language. Is that Russian?
I know.
Is that Russian?
It is Russian. It is Russian. It means charming. Charming in Russian. Thank you to Katie for that. I'm sorry, Katie. That was terrible.
So I know we're being really hard on Scott for probably these lies. And now, like we've said, and like the defense has said, just because he lies doesn't make him a killer. And that may be true here. And I've completely forgotten the thought I was going to make. I'm like 100%.
I was saying
I've totally forgotten what I was going to say.
The thing that I said that led you to say that is I feel like we need to balance all the people who point to all these little things about why he might be innocent. And we need to point out, and they act like there's no evidence that he's guilty, when in fact there's all these little things that he's doing that add up to make you think that he might be guilty. That's what I had said before you said.
Man, I'm really losing it.
It seems like we're being hard on Scott.
One second.
Well, you don't have to make the point.
No, it was like a
good
point.
If it comes back to you later.
I was like going to hold on to it, and then I lost it. Oh, this is what I get for...
Well, we have that rule that just because you lie doesn't make you a liar. Did it have anything to do with that?
Maybe. I can't remember. No, it doesn't matter. We'll keep going.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. Let's see what is a good stopping point. So we kept waiting for each other to be ready to, you know, record. And when you were like, we were waiting for each other, all I could think of was my favorite comedian. Do you know Mike Birbiglia?
No.
Okay. He's a fantastic comedian. He's hilarious. He's on NPR a lot. Anyways, he has this show that is actually on Netflix, I think, called The New One. And he's talking about going to yoga and how deferential everyone is. And like, they don't want to be rude. And so like, people really want to put their mats certain places. And he's like, we just all become deferential whales. Like, no, you go. No, you go. No, you go. And I felt like that's what we were doing. Like, maybe Brett's busy. Maybe Alice is busy. We'll just see when someone is ready to record.
Just usually you text me when you're ready to go.
I was thinking you would. I really thought you were packing to leave. That's what I was thinking.
Anyways, not packing.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I was watching the football game.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Anyway.
All to say, we're here. We are here for it.
We are here. Okay, what am I going to call you today? What do you want me to call you? Do you have any words that you want to be called?
Just Alice. Fat Al. Big Al. That's what my brothers used to call me when I was a kid. Big Al. Al. Mm. It was not.
Roll Tide.
Nice. You're doing
this is
great.
A great episode.
I love
hearing
the clink
of your alcohol.
There's
a lot of good energy in this episode.
You like my energy?
I think there's a lot of great energy in this episode.
Holla.
Hopefully I'm not slurring my speech with all this bourbon I'm drinking.
It's my fault because I made you wait so long. You got really drunk while waiting for me. You're on speaker.
So drunk. Testing, testing, testing. Did you see that woman on the not Mary Morris, on the Diane Schuler, who was like, the male prosecutor laughs too much when he talks about drinking. Drinking is very serious. You shouldn't laugh so much.
A lot
much.
Of people
like,
say
oh
we laugh
goodness.
Too much and don't take the cases seriously.
Like, I am so
okay,
sick
whatever.
Of it. It's like, stop listening. Just
yeah,
stop
don't
listening
listen.
To us.
And like, I laugh so I don't cry.
I know. Seriously, we're talking about people dying here.
I know. It's
dude,
terrible.
What do you want? And then another child was killed. I mean, come on.
I know.
It's like incredibly depressing.
Yes.
We're not a comedy podcast. It's not like we're like, ha, 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 they died. Ha, ha, ha. You know?
We'd anyway. Be the worst comedy podcast. Okay. Anyways.
I got
to
turn
off
the
computer.
Sorry. Testing, testing, testing.
Do that one more time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Testing, testing, testing.
Great. Sorry, my microphone fell over as you were doing that.
That's hilarious.
Police tracked Scott to the Berkeley Arena. And apparently...
It's the Berkeley Marina.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You're right. As I read that, I was like, that's not right. Police tracked
Fuck
Scott...
Fuck you, San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So...
Sorry.
Oh, no, no, you're fine. On at least three occasions before Lacey was found, police tracked Scott to the Berkeley Marina. Did you know, actually, you want to know a crazy fact? When I was a Girl Scout in high school, it was like a bunch of my friends and I formed a troop. And I sold the most Girl Scout cookies when I was like a senior in high school.
I thought Girl Scout cookies were just for like kids to sell.
Yeah, I mean, it was not fair. I literally drove my car to school and like popped my trunk like a drug dealer. And high schooler students just bought, you know, boxes of candies because we had amazing metabolism back then. And I would sell dozens of boxes of Girl Scout cookies at lunch every day.
You were in high school. Are people still in Girl Scouts when they're 17?
I mean, yes. I mean, there's Eagle Scouts. Come on. That's sexist.
I don't know anything about the Girl Scouts. I'm sorry. Yes,
the Scouts go, although you can be like, there's like gold. You know, it's like the equivalent. There's the levels that go up to Eagle Scout. But I didn't do that.
I think my wife is one of those. The Gold Scout or whatever.
Yeah, gold Star. Something. I can't remember. But anyways, there's your random fact, Alice fact for the day.
That is a random fact. I didn't realize you were a drug dealing Girl Scout cookie seller when you were a senior in high school.
So all to say, I ate a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
Was there anybody else? I just got to say, I've never, when I was in high school, I can't remember anybody selling Girl Scout cookies who was over like 12. I don't remember the last time I saw teenagers doing it.
That's why I was making a killing, because no one was selling Girl Scout cookies but me. I had no competition.
I see. Were you like a late Girl Scout bloomer or
something? Yes, I only joined when I was like 16.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it was my friends and I just formed a troop.
Oh.
You weren't listening to
me. I never joined the Boy Scouts, which is a great sadness on my part.
Sorry. Maybe you can do it now.
Maybe I should start a troop now.
I mean, that's a little creepy, but you know.
Why is that creepy? You started a Girl Scout troop when you were in high school.
I was a child. Hey, kids, come join my troop. Okay.
You know,
don't go to that troop.
Though, I think it would be great if adults had something they could join where they could learn basic skills. I would love to learn all those skills. You know? But they could be things like how to be a car mechanic or an electrician. I mean, wouldn't it be great if you knew how to be an electrician or
that
a plumber?
Would be pretty great.
Any of those
that
things. Would... Your plumbing badge. That'd be great.
Your plumbing that really would
I think
be.
I'm onto something.
There's so many types of badges.
I think I'm onto something.
That you I had some pretty random badges.
There, in fact, I'm looking at a box on top of my shelf over here, and it's a Girl Scout cookies box. Peanut butter patties.
That's what they were called.
So there you go.
We call them peanut butter patties, but I know there's different names for them in different regions.
I do not like Thin Mints, as we discussed. The Samoas are okay. That's Caramel Delights / Samoas.
So you call them Samoas. I call them Caramel Delights.
And if you go on the website, it says Caramel Delights / Samoas. Whoa. Peanut butter patties /
Tagalongs. That's right.
The Girl Scout s'mores are good, too. I don't know if you've had those. They're like chocolate covered with marshmallow.
I think that like did not exist when I sold them.
Trefoils. That's what they're called. Shortbread / trefoils.
Yeah, I don't think
I like those
existed when I was selling them in my old age.
I thought those were the original. Are those not the original?
I thought the originals were the ones that look like Girl Scout, the logo. It's shortbread. And then, there's the lemon ones.
Shortbread is the trefoils.
Oh. Huh.
The lemonades?
I don't remember what they were called, but the lemon.
Well, there's lemon ups and lemonades.
So. By the way, I'm...
Did you see the woman who wrote us and says we should copyright everything?
Yeah, it sounded more like she wanted us to pay them to copyright everything.
I think
we could copyright ourselves if we wanted to do it.
Don't we just have to put a little C next to it?
What'd you say?
I guess it's the trademark.
Yeah.
If we put a little C next to it, it's copyrighted. I guess if we want to trademark the prosecutors.
I think technically you'd want to do both. Like, you know, because it's a brand and it's content.
I thought trademark law had developed to the point where if you have like a unique brand, you don't actually have to trademark it anymore.
I think that's right.
That it used to be you had to do that, but now you don't.
And we're so generic. Like, I think we could probably trademark the prosecutors podcast, but I'm not sure we could own the phrase the prosecutors. This is like when Snooki tried to trademark. What did she try to trademark? Something she says.
No idea.
I can't. I'm going to look this up right now. She tried to trademark it, and it didn't work because it was too generic. It was something like bangin' or something like that. Snooki trademark phrase.
Bangin'.
I'm totally messing it up. See, look.
Bizarrely denied trademark.
Jersey Shore star Snooki denied trademark name, which was Snooki. Oh, it's her name, Snooki.
She wanted her to trademark her name, Snooki. How could you not trademark Snooki? I think Snooki is unique enough. You should be able to trademark that.
Because Snooki with a Y is already trademarked. So hers is not because of
comics. Oh, really?
Anyways, we have a lot.
Oh, there's a cartoon cat in children's books. I didn't realize that.
Yes. I'm like full of random Snooki knowledge.
Wah, wah. Nobody knew who Snooki the cat was until I applied for a trademark. I'm the real Snooki, bitches. There you go. Donald Trump tried to trademark "You're fired" while on The Apprentice.
And he wasn't able to, right? Because it's too generic.
And he was not able to.
So I could imagine that the prosecutors itself, that phrase, is too generic to be actually trademarked.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think Prosecutors Podcast is probably what we'd have to do.
The lady who was like, not all pregnant ladies are the same. I was so active. Oh, and God. All I wanted, this is probably better that you write people back, because I was going to be like, yeah, I know. I was on my feet. The point is not that all pregnant ladies are tired, lady. It's that she had medical issues.
Right. Exactly. That's the whole point. And I responded to her. I think she tweeted us that.
And yeah, you did. And she like went on a rampage, like random, like three tweets. And I was like, lady, look, just because you've had a baby, I'm not saying, I was like, if you listen to our podcast, you know that both of us have had babies. So it's not like we don't know that.
You have.
But you've been around it.
Yes.
So you know it's not like, oh, everyone's just like laying on their back. That's not the point. The point is she had problems. She needed to be pushed around in a wheelchair.
Exactly. Yeah.
But anyways, I was like, don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know about some of these people and the stuff they do. Like, I feel like the more popular we get, the worse it's going to be. You know what I mean? Because for a long time, we had loyal followers who just loved us unconditionally. And now we're just getting sort of random people who pop up and like give us random crap about things. Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like one guy commented on our YouTube page that you said the word right too much in the last episode. And I'm like, do you think I care? Because like, I don't.
But also, I was like, there are lots of things that both of us say often, and like that's a random thing to pick up on.
I know.
You know? Like, I know. It's just like there's so many things you could fixate on.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, I guess. I hate saying no to people. It's one of my great weaknesses. We also have this person who's like, well, they had a dog. Maybe the dog had an accident or whatever. Okay. I just, the links that people will go to try and you know, I don't know, defend Scott Peterson or something. Yeah. I don't know.
But then they're like, but I'm not saying he didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, they all say that. Oh, he probably did it.
I'm like, so your point is just to like pick at us, which you're allowed to do. It's fine. Yeah. But like
this person,
the purpose of picking those fights is to make the opposite conclusion.
Right.
You know,
I worked a 12-hour shift at the hospital the day before and the day I delivered my second son. Lacey was capable of mopping a dang floor. Nobody said she wasn't. They have a dog, so that's a good reason to mop the day after the housekeeper. And then I said Lacey wasn't working 12-hour shifts. As we talk about, she was having trouble even walking. And then she says, my point is, even if you're not moving well, a fairly neat and tidy person will at least try to mop the floor after a dog. No.
Nope.
I have a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I have children who spit on the floor for every single meal. And I understand the nesting thing. The point is, it's Christmas Eve, y'all. There are lots of things to do on Christmas Eve, including marinating your creme brulee toast and French toast, and then having to go to your parents' house. There's just a lot to do. It's probably present wrapping. There's probably last minute tasks you're having to do. We're just saying this is like a very random and specific thing that's convenient for clearing a crime scene.
Right. And like, we're not saying this is the only reason to think he did it. Like, it rises and falls on the mopping. The mopping doesn't even really matter. It's just a silly thing. I don't know. Did you get my thing I sent you on Aisha Degree?
Yes, I'm reading it.
Oh, perfect.
It's so crazy.
Isn't it though? It is crazy. It's wild. I don't really know what happened, but you know, we can talk about
it. It's so random that day. Like nothing bad happened that day, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think one of a couple things has to be happening here. to go out there. She's, you know, she's a 9-year-old girl who's afraid of storms and dogs.
Yeah.
You know, she's just a kid. Like, what's she doing? Honestly, it makes you think that she was being abused, but there's no real evidence of that.
Right. I mean, I assume that, you know, that's a really intense sleepwalking. It doesn't seem like it's sleepwalking.
No, I don't think she's sleepwalking.
Yeah, you don't pack your bag and go.
No. That is a theory, though, that people have. Did I put that in there? That people theorize that she was sleepwalking?
It's possible.
That is a theory people have. That's actually a fairly popular one. But
yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's sad. It's a real sad story.
It would be weird because the brother's there. You would think that he'd say something if there was abuse or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, my thought on that is I can understand that he might not say something at the time, but it's been 20 years. I can't believe at this point he wouldn't say, you know, my father did it. My father was abusing her. Yeah. She was being abused the whole time. I can't believe he wouldn't do that at this point. So, I don't know. It's just really strange. I mean, it's one of the strangest stories I know of, just walking out.
Well, the fact that all the candy had been eaten suggests like some amount of time had passed, you know?
And I don't know if I put this in there, like, I think that the photo is the key. The photo she has of the girl that nobody recognizes.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was somehow, I think she was in like a pen pal relationship.
Yeah.
And this person presented themselves as another young girl just like her and used that photo as like, here's a picture of me, you know? And that she was supposed to meet them that night. Mm-hmm. And she was like waiting in the shed for them, eating the candy. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's another one of those, it's kind of like Maura Murray. It's hard to believe that, or Mary Morris, more Mary Morris than Maura Murray. It's hard to believe that some rando pedophile found her at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Right.
I mean, Maura Murray is at least like 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know. I mean, I had wallet-sized pictures of my friends when I was a kid.
Right.
Now, I didn't have just one, so that is a little weird. You know,
nobody recognizes this girl.
They were all kept together.
She's never been identified.
That's weird. That
family
that
doesn't know who she is. Yeah.
But how do you communicate with someone when you're 9 and no one know? You know, like, how does a letter get to your house?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I don't know. And another thing about this story, and we can talk about this more, there's hardly anything known about it, really. I mean, everybody uses the same sources and tells the same story, and a lot of it comes from this Jet magazine interview that her mother did. But if you read it, it's a very sort of dry interview. So I would be interested to know if the police looked into this kind of thing, you know, if they looked into the whole pen pal thing.
Yeah.
Great book, which I'm going to mention, called Pen Pal. It's a horror novel. And it is in the book, these kids, did you ever release balloons? Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you were a kid? And attach like a thing to it that's like, if you find this balloon, write to the elementary school or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So in the story, the school does that. And they release it, and it's got, like, their address on it so that the person can write to them. And they release the balloons, and then essentially what happens is, like, a really bad person finds one of the balloons and starts communicating with this kid, and, like, all this crazy, weird stuff happens. It's a really freaky book. Really freaky book. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what it reminded me of, but I don't know. I mean, you think that would all be followed up on, but I don't know if it was. Yeah, it's been 20 years. It's just hard to believe. Be 21 years and a month, a few days. This is a weird one, and we'll talk more about some of those things next time. But until then, I'm Brett. That's you.
It's like the opposite of when you called yourself Breast.
Oh God, you can't do that again. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Is that a brain fart or what? You're like, hello, are you still there? Oh gosh, I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm sorry. It's okay. Please do that again.
Okay. Okay.
What is Dogecoin?
Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency. It was started as a joke. It was mocking Bitcoin. And because we live in an insane world, it is now worth $10 billion.
Wait, really? Like, yeah. Actually?
Absolutely. I mean, not wait, actually. It's a bubble. Don't buy it.
Did this just come out because of the whole short squeeze thing?
Yeah, this
thing?
Is the latest one of those things. And then Elon Musk got behind it. Yeah. And Doge is how you say dog in, you know, like leet speak. And then you got, you know, it's like stonks. You got your stonks and your Doge. You know, your snick. Snick is a snake.
What's a snick? I don't know any of the words you're saying. Snick. What's a snick?
It's a snake. Snick.
Wait, who says this?
I don't know if anybody actually says it, but that's how you type. If you're cool, I don't know if it's if you're cool. You know, this is like internet subcultures that we don't understand.
I've never heard these words before.
It's like how if you get pawned, you know, instead of being owned, what? You're pawned.
Nope. No idea what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Wait, I'm confused. So Dogecoin is now a thing?
I mean, it's not really a thing, but it's a thing. It's a thing in that if I say this blank sheet of paper is worth $10 and you're like, I agree with you, that's worth $10. And somebody else is like, I think it's worth $11. Then it's all of a sudden worth $11. I mean, that's what it is. It just doesn't exist. It's completely made up. And it's Doge because that's the leet speak way to say Doge. Doge. Dog.
Look who's an elite now. Mm,
mm-hmm.
Wait. I was supposed to ask you something.
You were supposed to ask me something?
Yes, and it's going to be funny, but I'm looking for your wife and what
my
she
wife.
Said. Darn.
Oh, there's really no telling.
Wait. Let me text her. True story. All right. Are you excited about this?
I am so excited. I can barely stand it. Aww. I love this case so much. I love it. I'm reading another book. Right
How
now,
many
so.
Are there?
There are a lot of books. There are a lot of books. So, in fact, I should add that one. It's really good. Because everybody has like a different theory, right? About what happened. So, you can read all these. And I never can decide what I think happened. So, the one thing I don't think happened is I don't think it was a avalanche.
You don't think it's an avalanche?
I do not think it's an avalanche. Yeah. No, I don't. I sort of used to think it was an avalanche, but I've kind of changed my mind. I don't think it's an avalanche anymore. So.
Nice. Okay, so I wanted to read you this. So Blair's dentist has been listening to our podcast because Blair told her about it. Or I don't know if it's a... Uh-huh. No, it's a her. And she went today and said that she's obsessed with figuring out our secret lives. I love it.
Somebody thinks our lives are really boring?
Well, shout out to Blair's dentist. I hope Blair brushes her teeth.
Yeah, no. Seriously. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
Our secret lives.
No, it's really not that secret. My life is pretty not secret.
Really not that interesting.
No. Well, you are. I'm not.
Neither one of us are interesting. Don't get...
Hey,
don't,
speak for yourself.
Don't be.
So when you texted me to see if I was ready to record and I were laughing on the couch uncontrollably watching on loop the cat Zoom video.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's like, did you read the New York Times article on it?
No,
the best line, it's hilarious. Funny. The best line in the New York Times article was they describe like frame by frame what happens in like tongue in cheek way. And then he's like, and then Mr. Patton says, can you hear me, Judge? Which was, although sound was never an issue. I was like, someone had fun writing this article.
I'm looking at it now. When he looks down.
it's no, it's amazing. It's it is, and he's a real lawyer, and like it's amazing. But see, here's the thing: the way he acts is exactly how you have to react, right?
Right.
Like it doesn't matter if your pants fall down. Like this is how you're supposed mm-hmm. to react. He did the right thing.
You just have to be calm, and as somebody said, you want a lawyer who is ready to proceed no matter what animal they are appearing as.
So he has like a ton of Google reviews now, and they're all cat puns, and it's hilarious. Oh, it is like hilarious. The funniest thing ever. Someone was like, he helped me through a catastrophic event. He'll really come bat for you. It's just so good. It's cat pun after cat pun. It's the greatest thing of all time.
I mean, just looking at it is just hilarious.
I was at the doctor's office when my friend sent it to me, and I kind of like listened to it on low and just burst out laughing in the middle of the waiting room.
And the fact that the judge, the other attorney, just remained stone faced the whole best. Time. It's just hilarious. Yeah, it's really funny. It's really funny.
It's just, it wins the internet for 2021. I have to turn
it
off
because I'm just watching it. Just like.
It's so, we watched it no fewer than 12 times on loop.
Oh, it's hilarious.
The first, mm-hmm.
And then he looks so sad. He's such a sad cat.
He does look so sad.
The whole time. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
But can he? Okay. Sorry. You got me distracted. Back to death and destruction. You know what my new annoyance is?
People complaining about the song?
No, that's an old annoyance. My new annoyance is the people who go on YouTube and post a comment with like, it really begins at, and then a number.
Oh, right.
Like
they're doing some grand service.
Yeah, I know. You can skip the first 5 minutes because they're just whatever. The case really begins at whatever time. It's like, I hate you people.
Like no commentary, just like 2:33.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Okay, thanks.
And then there was the one person today who was like, I don't know if you saw this. They were like, I don't fast before eating big meals. Not everyone's like you, female host, or whatever.
Wait, what was the comment? I don't get it.
It was...
Oh, I don't always fast before... Yeah, that's fair.
Because we mentioned that like he was eating pizza before he went over.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but I also think it would be weird for most people to eat 2 hours before a fancy meal.
So here's what she says. I don't fast before holiday meals. Not everything operates the way it would for you, female co-host.
What a dig. Female co-host. I don't deserve a name.
Well, and it's from a woman, too. And it's like, okay, who cares? Like, I don't care what you do. That wasn't the point. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. Whatever. And somebody left a review saying we would be better off dead. She was like, okay, that seems a little aggressive. But whatever. Anyway. Okay. That cat video was hilarious. Okay. Where is the... There it is. Okay, so you've got the full one? All 17 pages
yes,
of it?
Yes, I have it.
Okay. I think that's everything. Let me make sure I don't have a longer one. Because like I said, it just kind of went and went and went. So I'll make sure you have the most up-to-date version. You're going to have to keep me on track because this is one I probably could talk about forever. So
no, don't let me do that. You're going to have so many like good insights, though. So we're going to start off with saying that this is your favorite of all time.
Yes, my favorite of all time. My favorite case. We're going to retire after this. This is our last. It's our last case.
Another hiker was Nicolay Thibodeau-Brignol, and we're going to call him Thibodeau. He was 23 years old. And he
Thibodeau.
Oh, Thibodeau. I was thinking of the New Orleans.
Very Louisiana.
You know how, like, if you read words that have missing parts in the middle. Your brain fills it in.
Fill it in. Yeah.
Of Yekaterin. Nah. Now I forget how to say it.
Yekaterinburg.
Yekaterinburg, of course. Yekaterinburg.
So I've given up alcohol for Lent, I decided.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, so
it's gonna be tough.
I did
podcast
something.
Podcast will probably be less interesting.
No, it's gonna be super interesting. You're gonna be so lucid. Sorry, that was low. You're always lucid. I gave up like using my phone in bed, because I find that I get in bed and then I start like scrolling through news or whatever, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh yeah.
And then it goes for like hours, and I can use my phone if I'm not in bed, but I'm gonna try to cut out that, like, you know, mindless scrolling before bed.
I see.
This is really
that one would be tough for me. Well, that one would be tough.
That probably should be what I do as a practice all the time in general.
Yeah.
So this is the first step.
Can you use it to do things like read, or is it just completely out? Like if you want to read a book on Kindle or something?
So I have a Kindle. That's like a separate device.
You have a Kindle.
Yeah. I think it will be too tempting for me if I use my phone for anything. So I can put it next to my bed. If I have to do something, I'm going to make myself get out of bed. So I have to like stand up and do it. That way I don't stand, you know, you don't sit there and like mindlessly scroll. It's the sitting in bed that I tend to waste hours on.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. So, you ready to do this?
So ready. Are we? We have gotten to the part after the big chart, right?
Yes. So we finished the timeline.
It's going to be the Dyatlov.
So the first thing is like the Soviet shadow, I think.
Was the telegram? What, did I read that one yet?
Let me pull up.
I kind of can't remember now.
No, we made it all the way to
No. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right about that. I usually stop my scroll, and I had scrolled up to look at something, and it messed me up. Yes, the Soviet shadow. Yeah. Oh, no. I have to get my mindset back into Russian names. It was really hard last time. So I had, you know, I grew up with a Russian ballet teacher. Her name was Svetlana, and she, like straight from Russia, and she spoke very little English. And it didn't matter because most ballet terms are in French. And she, you know, she'd always be like, Alison. She only called me Allison, no Alice. She'd be like, Alison, not good side. And then I would like do the other side. She'd be like, not good side either. Oh, no. So every time I read a Russian name, I just hear Svetlana's like voice in the back of my head saying, Alison, not good side. That was a terrible Russian accent, I know, but that's what she sounds like in my head.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it was
well,
rough.
I hope Svetlana's.
Yeah, Svetlana also told me I was fat a lot. You know. Did ladies, she? You're all beautiful. But Svetlana thought I was fat, so there's that.
You know, for ballet, you gotta be like a stick to not be fat.
Yeah. So. No, it's true.
It's a rough life. I don't know.
I
would not be a very good ballerina, I have to say.
It's called a ballerino. I'm just kidding. Okay, anyways, Dyatlov Pass.
Today's going
to
be interesting.
I just wanted you to know what was going on in my head as I struggle to pronounce these names.
I see. The traumas of Svetlana coming back.
Oh, yeah. I hope Svetlana's doing okay.
I hope Svetlana's doing okay, too.
She's probably
Shout out to
Svetlana. She's probably still terrorizing young girls.
Probably.
Good for her.
Destroying their self-image. Yeah.
Destroying their self-image. One Russian insult at a time.
Oh, God. Yes. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Kind of get serious.
Ready. Oh, yes. Too much laughter. Stop having fun.
Too much laughter.
It's not funny.
Hate it.
So many people are
not
dead.
Not funny. It's just sad. So many people are dead. So many people. I mean, everybody's dead from like 1900.
That's true.
Basically.
Actually. We should have a really long moment of silence.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go.
So do we need to clarify with people that we were not laughing about a daughter getting raped?
No.
I'm kidding. That was so ridiculous. That was so ridiculous.
That was outrageous is what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Come
Talk
on.
Talk about fake news.
Yeah. You can accuse somebody of something like that. And then.
I know. No kidding. That is quite the allegation.
And also, if we were doing that, why are you giving us 2 stars? What does that say about you?
You should really give us no stars.
Exactly.
You should you should report us.
I know. God. But people are just awful.
That was, you're right. That is quite the allegation. Like, can you imagine if you just like, if you walked up to someone you knew to their face and was like, you laugh at rape victims. You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
but on the internet,
allegation.
You can just say that with impunity.
Those are fighting words. Yeah.
I know, seriously.
But, you know, people have lost all decorum in their minds via the internet, so.
Right.
But I'm just on my soapbox. Anyways, how are you? We're like going through, I'm not going to lie, we're going through Dyatlov Pass a lot faster than I expected.
Much faster. Which is good, because we didn't need to spend like days on end on it.
No, it's great. Yeah. I hope we're doing it justice, because I know you love this so much.
Mm.
Have you listened to
it? I think we're definitely
doing
it justice. Yeah, it's good. It's good so far. It's good so far. No, I think it's good. I think we're rocking and rolling. We're killing it. Killing it, Alice. Killing it.
I don't know about killing it. Okay. But.
Killing it. Okay. Okay, so where are we? I think we're on Zolotarov's camera.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Born ready. Me too. Okay, here we go. Maggie keeps texting me.
To do Friday. Tell her, heck yeah.
Captain does not agree with us about the owl.
Oh, wait. Are we doing Michael Peterson or Scott Peterson?
We're doing Scott, but I guess he also wants to talk about the owl.
Okay.
The real point about the owl is there's more concrete evidence that the owl did it.
Right.
Than
the point
Michael
being
did.
all the theories proposed by both sides are there's no evidence for, really.
Right, exactly. Except for the owl. Exactly. The owl actually has evidence. So, you know, if you want to believe one of the other theories, you can. But just know that you're believing a theory that has less evidence than the owl theory. So, go for it. Okie dokie. Try not to be arrogant in this one. Is that what we're arrogant? Full of ourselves?
Which is so funny. There's like... You're like the least arrogant person I know. Maybe I'm arrogant, but you're the least arrogant person I know. Aww. Maybe I am. Maybe we're both arrogant and can't see it.
Maybe. That would be what an arrogant person would do, right? Huh.
That's true.
We'll try not to make fun of Austria today.
Stop laughing at Austria. Jeez. Sorry. You are so insensitive.
I'm so insensitive to Austria. It struggles. Okay, let's see.
Okay, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just going to say that I regret my decision not to grab a snack before I came in my closet.
If you want to grab something real quick, I can wait.
No.
Okay, you ready? Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Ready to roll and rock?
Oh, rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling. All right. Me. Okay. Sorry.
No.
You're a little funny sometimes.
Never apologize for being you, except when it's you being arrogant.
Exactly. Can't live my truth when my truth is arrogance. So
there is no truth.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. I was watching this very strange spaghetti video.
You're watching a strange spaghetti video?
Yeah, they like poured...
Wait, what?
Prego sauce all over this counter and then like put meatballs on it and then put cheese on it and then put spaghetti on it. It was very strange. I didn't understand it.
What? I left you for like 5 minutes.
I don't
minutes.
Know. It's like a thing,
what
apparently.
What are you doing?
This is like a meme. I don't know. Everybody was watching this video and so I watched it and I don't understand
it. Like
I think it was
weird,
supposed to be funny, but I didn't
like
think
it was
funny. Is it
like a weird fetish thing?
You know, I kind of wondered about that, actually, because it is a woman doing it, and she's, like, you know, rubbing all this spaghetti around on her countertop. I don't know. It's very strange. You should watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. That sounds really weird.
It was very strange. Like I said, I don't have, like, a good feeling about why it exists. But weird fetish thing is definitely a possibility.
That is incredible. Thank you for sharing that super weird thing you just did.
You're welcome. You know,
I guess I deserved something. I left you in the
you
middle
did deserve
of recording.
It. That was your fault. Anyway, okay. So we had just said, I talked about you and how awesome you are. Okay. Just be like, hey, new phone, who this?
I've only ever said that in jest. I've never, ever said it in real life.
I like you, Alice. You're my favorite.
Yeah,
my favorite podcast host that I know.
Am I not your only...
I mean, I've been mainlining a little bit. You know, I did...
the horror, that's right. I will never be a horror. I'm sorry. I don't know enough about horror.
We're like, well, Miss Alice. Alice is not on there. And I was like, Alice doesn't know anything about horror.
At all.
At all. She can make it up.
Not even a little bit.
Wouldn't even know where to start. Okay. Trying to think if anything interesting happened today. I don't think it did.
Yesterday was our 1 year.
I know. That's so exciting.
You could mention that.
Isn't that exciting? Can you believe that?
I can't.
Can you
actually
believe we've been doing this for a year? I can't either. I can't believe we're doing this, period. I can't believe we've been as successful as we've been.
I know.
I can't believe we've been doing it a year. I can't believe you kept doing it.
What?
I just assumed you would get sick of me.
What are you talking about? You're my... I've told you this since the first episode. You're my only friend. Do you think I'm kidding?
That's not true.
I loved that, what you tweeted, the wannabe Nancy Grace. I was like, is that the lowest? Like, it's just that you don't know any other women because,
yeah,
like, I'm the opposite of Aunt Nancy
You're
Grace.
You're like nothing like Nancy Grace. That's the thing
like,
that's
like,
so
could
funny
not
about
be
it.
Less like Nancy Grace, but it's just like, that's the only woman I know. Like, that's the only lady I know who's a lady lawyer. I don't know any other lady lawyers.
Man,
you know that's true.
I know they do. They let them out. It's crazy.
They let them out to lawyer them little old
the
ladies.
Law and
they
everything.
They don't even know left from right, but they let them out to lawyer.
They let them out to lawyer.
I love it.
As long as they wear a dress and pantyhose, it's fine. Curtsy when they come into the courtroom.
He probably hasn't talked to a woman before, so there's probably that problem. He's like, the one lady I know is the one on TV. I'm sorry. I'm a very mean person. When you're going to come attack me for completely baseless reasons, you're going to get the full fury.
No, I love it, man. I love it.
I'm just kidding. Man. I love everybody except people I don't like.
I know. Seriously.
Like, I don't make
murder people.
Like, I don't jump to conclusions. I've given you a lot of benefits of doubt, but you are...
But once I reach the conclusion, I'm there.
You're right. Once you are on my bad side, you are on my bad side.
I'm glad I'm not on your bad side, Alice. That would make me sad.
You just don't have to be a crappy person.
Try not to be. It's hard for me.
That's not true. You're the nicest person ever. Okay, I'm sorry. I've talked.
We've been wasting time. I blame you. I enjoy talking to you, though, so it's fine. Okay. Let's do this. Okay.
Just that I really miss you. I'm glad you're back.
I missed you so much.
I really miss you guys. Like, on the weekend, that weekend, you know, when everything was going down, I was like, we had plans to just hang out. It would have been so much better to just hang out.
It's so much better.
We would have just sat by the pool.
We were talking about that as we were in the hospital over Memorial Day weekend. It was such a nice weekend.
I know. Like, I'm not going to lie. It was not fun sitting by the pool. I was like, this is not as fun.
I'm sure it was terrible.
No, it was.
I was glued to my phone.
Well, I tried to keep you up to date.
No, you did. You no, and that's not your job to do that. So my stress is not on you.
I got to tell you. So during this driving back and forth stuff, we've started listening to Big Mad True Crime, and it's like so good.
Big Mad True Crime?
Big Mad True Crime.
Okay, who does like what is it?
It's this woman named Heather Ashley, and it's like really good.
Oh, like
it's,
awesome.
It's is it like a quickly becoming one of my top.
Is it new or older? Right?
No, she's been around for a while, and I had listened to a couple of her shows before and really liked it, but I didn't have time to really.
Yeah.
And now I've just listened to like episode after episode. Sure. And they're all pretty short. They're like
30 minutes
long or so. And they're different. Like there are a bunch of cases other than Chris Watts. She does like 7 episodes on Chris Watts, which was actually really good.
Yeah.
But they're all like cases I've never heard of. So it's neat.
That's awesome.
She's really good. And she's very matter of fact. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, this person sucks. I don't know, I really like it. But you should check it out.
Yeah, I will. That's awesome. I never even heard of it.
It was my hospital discovery. It's how good Big Mad True Crime
That's
is.
Awesome.
Okay. Anyway. All right. So we're talking about this dog woman today. So, sad case.
I know. How did you hear about it? Did someone recommend this?
Someone suggested it when I asked for a case that we could do in one episode.
Yeah.
So Sharon actually ended up. Sorry, my crazy dog is.
How talking. Appropriate. He's like, are you talking smack about dogs? We're not all dangerous just because we're loud.
He is dangerous, though.
He is a little dangerous, but it's okay.
Which is a lot.
I expected we would not finish in one episode.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to finish in one episode.
That was me trying to be nice.
You're so funny. I don't know how long the Peterson one was.
Peterson? Which one?
Quick. I'm pulling it up now. Scott. Because that's the longest, that's the most we've ever done.
How many episodes was that? 6 or 7?
That was 6 episodes.
Wait, was it Dyatlov 7? No,
I don't think so. Peterson was 8,600 words.
Huh. And this is how many? So,
this is 10,000. But we also, we talked a lot on Peterson.
That was so much law stuff.
Yeah. And we went on tangents and everything. And we don't necessarily have to do that for this one. But don't worry. Don't worry about how long it is. It's how long it is. It's however long it is. Okay. Let's just make sure. I didn't want to scare you into not,
I'm not scared.
I know you're not scared. You're the best. What are you drinking tonight?
Best.
I'm having my bubbly. I got my orange bubbly.
I got pomegranate.
Mmm.
I know, right?
I do love pomegranate. I like pretty much anything pomegranate.
Pomegranate is pretty great. Do you know the trick of how to get pomegranate seeds out of pomegranates?
I've heard different people say different things. Like, I've heard you, submerge it in water, beat it with a knife. I don't know.
I do both. I submerge it in water and, in a metal mixing bowl, basically, and hit it with a wooden spoon.
A spoon, and it all that's comes right.
Out. Yeah, that's it's amazing. Right. It all comes out.
Wow.
I'll have to try that next time. It's pretty easy, actually.
Dyatlov was 9,300 words, by the way. So
yeah, this is going to be like a 25-episode one. Just kidding.
Now we're going to get through it. So I haven't drank anything since all this started. So this is my 21st day without drinking, which is kind of crazy for me.
Is this I'm very proud of you? Or do you want to break it?
No, I'm not. I'm not drinking because I wanted to be if we need to go to the hospital quickly, be completely sober or whatever.
No.
So my plan is I'm not drinking until we can bring him home. That's my plan.
Aww. So that's your offering. Your offering and suffering.
Off is my offering and suffering, but now I kind of feel like it is.
No, that's beautiful though.
That's such you're being such a good dad. That's really, really good because I know how much you love
champagne
drinking.
in the refrigerator. I know. During my bargaining with God phase of all this, I was like, you know, Lord, if you just got to take somebody, take me. You know, I'm fine. I'm ready to go. And then I was like, and I would even give up drinking. And it's like, I'm totally willing to die. If I have to stop drinking, I'll do that.
So, I'm glad you have your priorities straight.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, sorry, I've rambled long enough.
It's been a long time since we've rambled.
I've missed you.
I got on a plane at like 5 a.m., so I'm a little loopy. Mm.
Are you sure you want to do this tonight? We can do this some other time.
Yeah. I mean,
it's already 8:40.
Let's get it started.
Okay. Here we go.
Am I saying it right? Routiers?
Roo. Like kangaroo.
You even wrote it out and I said it wrong. Let me say that again.
It's fine.
Okay. So, I could hear you be like, wait a second, you got it wrong.
I see. So, sort of like Darlie Routier, Darlie Routier. Did I call her Routier in the introduction? Do I need to go back and do that again?
I thought you said Routier.
Maybe I said Routier. I'll fix it later if I didn't.
Okay.
Anyways, so convivial, like Darlie Routier during the Silly String incident. Also there is Joe Munoz? Joe Munoz. What do you think?
I think it's Munoz.
Munoz.
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Okay. I know. I'm not very good with the, you know, accents.
You're fine. Okay.
Did I ramble too much there?
No, you're fine. I think you're only like a paragraph in, right?
I know. I am. But we got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
Okay.
God, Alice. Are you trying to hold me back?
You just stopped like it was my turn.
No. I just didn't know if you had anything else to say because I'd been rambling for like 10 minutes.
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I got a bee in my bonnet about the whole speculation thing because I was like,
I don't think
they understand what the word speculation means. This is what you do every day in your life, and speculation based on logical reasoning is completely permissible in your everyday life. And
that's
so
just reasoning.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's just reasoning. And there are very few things in our life that we know for certain every single day. Like right now, I don't know for certain it is you. I can't see you. Mm. You could be an imposter. I could be talking to a recording. But I am reasoning that it is in fact you because I called the number that is unique to you and I talk to you all the time. And this is the voice that I know to be yours.
As Descartes said, all we can truly know is I think, therefore I am.
But do you know? Because the Matrix told me that I can think and not be. Mm.
There you go. There
I'm sorry.
Go.
I just got like really annoyed today about that. I don't know why. I was maybe because it had to do with something I did in court today too.
And I feel like we should address it.
No. That. Go ahead.
No, I feel like we should address it in like something because like today somebody on the Facebook page was like, "Well, I think the intruder probably picked up the sock to wipe blood off that was dripping." Okay, that is pure speculation. There's no evidence whatsoever that that's what they were doing, right? Like it doesn't fit with the blood pattern. There's no reason to think that's true. There's no reason to even think there's an intruder there.
And also,
so
like,
that is speculation.
That is speculation. Also, what would it be like if we literally just read you the transcript and gave no commentary? Is that what you want?
There are podcasts out there that just tell you the facts of the case, and that's all they do. And if you want to listen to those, fine. That's not us.
But like, that's not the value we have.
Yeah. We've never presented ourselves as we are literally just going to give you the facts and we're not going to give you any editorial spin whatsoever. You come here because we supposedly have some expertise we're applying.
Right.
And
the other thing that got like my bee in a bonnet was when people say, oh, they come from a biased view. I said, no, it's not biased if you have formed your opinion based on all the evidence before you.
Right.
That's very different than just being...
Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what you want me to say about the sock. I've given you what both sides say about it, and I've given you my interpretation of it. If that's
biased,
okay.
I feel very confident about the sock thing.
that it was. You know what I was
Darlie,
thinking of?
One way or the other. No. I'm not biased when I think about, one way or another with her.
I don't know what your discussion on YouTube was, but when I think about, I thought about this when we were recording it too. When I think of what the sock looks like, I think of when I'm painting with my toddler and I use one of those sponges, like, because, you know, they're easier for kids. And I dip one color on one end and carefully move it so the other end, where it doesn't touch, touches another color so we can use the same sponge for different colors. That's what I think of with the sock, which is very deliberate. And if I were to drop it onto my plate of blood, or blood, on my plate of paint, it would all smear.
There's like, I mean, I can send you a picture of the sock. There's like barely any blood on it.
No, I've seen it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, there's no way you wore
for the amount of blood that was there for that type of, those types of injuries. It was a bloody mess.
Yeah, and it's like, well, what it was the bias thing. I mean, that's what it was. Somebody was saying we were biased, and it irritated me. And it's like, they're biased, you know, the wounds. They're saying the wound. They're taking the prosecution spin. I'm like, we're not taking the prosecution spin. I'm telling you what her own doctor said. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the doctor must be biased.
The doctors and the nurses are all conspiring against this woman. I mean, what is going on with you people? And that's the problem. To believe her, you have to believe that, like, the entire town conspired against her. All the police, the paramedics, the crime scene techs, the prosecution, her own doctors, the nurses. Right. It's like, give me a break. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. To be totally honest, now that we can talk about things as parents of two kids, legitimately, I'm a little worried about, like life getting busier when they get older. You know, like the whole school ending at 2 o'clock or whatever, and then like extracurriculars, and I'd like to be a present parent. Like,
I don't know how people do it.
Exactly. With two working parents who have demanding jobs that are not exactly flexible at times. Like, it'd be one thing if I just like wrote for a magazine and could write whenever I want to. But like, if I have to be at court at 10, I have to be at court at 10, you know, I'm not sure. I'm just saying, I don't think that's several years away for us, but I still am like a little bit like, how do people do this? I'm not sure. Okay. Anyways, let's record. Sorry. Okay, I just miss talking to you. Can't you tell? You're my friend and I miss you. I just got inspired about talking about Broadway stars. Did you know that there was another time when I would sit in my closet and sing Broadway show tunes with my friends. We were pretty weird.
Really?
I had weird friends. Yeah. I mean, I thought we were cool.
You were 12 or something?
Yes, when I was 12. Okay. I mean, I may have done 30, it in college, too. I may have done it when I was in college, too. I may have been 30 when I was in college. You don't know that.
That's true. I don't know that. I didn't know you in college. Anything is possible, really.
Anything is possible. I don't like that song. Okay.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Let's record these ads. Like, how that happened was, you know, I never listened to the intercom because it's like loud on the plane and, you know, and they were like talking and I guess I wasn't listening. And then all of a sudden we landed and they're like, nobody get out of your seats. And I was like, why? And they're like, because we're not in our destination city. And I was like, where are we? is this like Lost? Like, you are somewhere new, completely in a different vortex. And like, hilarious. No one told me where I was. I was like, where are we? And apparently they had to wait for a storm to move by. So we got some gas and we had to sit on the plane. And the girl sitting next to me had like major anxiety about flying. And she had a therapy dog and she was crying and throwing up. And I was yeah, I know. And I was like, you want to sit by the window? And she's like, no, I just want to be off of here. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I felt really bad for her. Because we had to sit there, but yeah, her poor dog, because she was squeezing that dog pretty hard.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I think the therapy dog needed a therapy dog. He was yelping pretty loudly, but it's okay. You know, it happens.
So you want me to not, you want me to edit this out? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I couldn't care. This is not meant to be recorded. I just had this on my mind to vent to you about. Okay, so, you know how a bunch of people, I mean, I'm probably also ultra sensitive, but like a bunch of people are like, oh, 5 stars, except not to hate on Alice. Like,
It's kind of like the bless your heart. Like, uh-huh. Pretty sure if you're going to start with not going to hate on Alice, you're going to hate on Alice. And it's like, she just repeats what Brett says. Which, you know what's really interesting? Have you seen the studies of, you know, kind of trying to understand why there are so few female executives at the executive level? And I did a study on this back in my econometrician days. But, you know, these are all difficult to study, but there are several studies out there trying to understand behaviors of men and women and how they're perceived by their peers. When a man repeats in different terms, in different words, the exact thing that was just said before them, doesn't matter if the person who said it first was a man or a woman. If a man says it and it's repeating the exact same idea, everyone around them, man and woman, perceive what that man just repeated to be an original thought. Hmm. But for women, if they say an original thought that's building off of what someone said previously or just a completely new thought, generally they are perceived by men and women around them to have repeated what's already been said. So generally, the bias for men and women, it's not saying just men or just women, people hear women's voices as just repeating what they've heard before. But they hear men's voices as saying original thoughts even when they repeat the exact same thing that's been said.
Really? That's amazing.
Yes. And that's, I mean, they're trying to understand, you know, there are a lot of factors of why women are not in some positions or whatnot, but they're trying to kind of get at certain things of like how people are perceived. And this is like, it's just an interesting view of how our brains interpret what we hear when they are the exact same words coming out of different people's mouths. Isn't that interesting?
That is
so
fascinating.
My point to all these haters out there is that maybe you should check your misogyny.
Whoa.
Just kidding. Cut that out. My point to all the haters out there is that might you think about what you perceive to be repeating and who it's coming, whose mouth it's coming out of? And perhaps because I have the benefit of reading my own thoughts all the time in transcript and knowing when I actually repeat someone and when I don't, that this is a real phenomenon that I experience and a lot of people experience and that there are studies done on. Go enlighten yourselves. Go read about it.
You know, it's funny because I get nothing but praise, basically. everybody just praises me all the time.
I will say you are very praiseworthy.
And it's ridiculous because I just don't understand. I think, look.
But that is an interesting phenomenon that has been well-researched and shown. And it's not saying, oh, men hate on women or even women hate on women. It's a very interesting thing that society, like our society, I don't know if every society, because this is like an American study, if every society has this effect. But that is fascinating. And I did this when I was in law school. And this was the same thing as perceived by very progressive professors. They would be asked to repeat what the student said, if it was a man or a woman, and the study was fascinating. They truly thought the men had original thoughts, even when we like record, and you could hear that they repeated like verbatim what was said before them. The professors didn't know they were being studied.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, though?
No, that's
just a very interesting thing. The mind is a powerful thing.
So basically what you're saying is I can just repeat everything you say and people will think I'm brilliant. Is that what you're saying?
I think that what I'm saying is that I can repeat what you're saying, or I cannot repeat what you're saying, but I'm perceived as repeating what you're saying. I'm off my soapbox.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing your diving perspective on this.
Oh, so what you were thinking, this is before we go into it. Jeez, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's – I don't know that he tried to – why would you, of all places, go disappear into a cave? Because you're obviously not going to disappear into a cave. I don't think he was murdered. I don't know.
I think he died in an accident, and they found his body, and they got rid of it. That's what I think happened.
That could have happened. I don't think he planned his disappearance, and I don't think he was murdered by the guy.
So I talked to a guy.
I think it's probably somewhere between.
One of my best friends has dived this cave like 100 times. So I talked to him on the phone about it, too. So.
Oh, and he thinks that's what happened.
He thinks he's definitely not in the cave.
I don't know what happened,
but he's not in the cave.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, time to rock and roll and repeat everything Alice says.
These are original thoughts that have nothing to do with what you're saying, Brett. Dear me.
Let's see.
Bless your heart, Brett.
Oh, bless my heart.
Bless your heart. How does it always get to be so late without us even trying to be?
I don't know, because we just talk to each other.
We just talk.
We miss each other. I miss you.
I do miss you. I miss you. Okay. Congratulations on a great trial.
Thank you. It was fun. I should do it again sometime. All right, here we go.
Have I not told you my story of when I went into labor? So I went into labor at like 11 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. By about 3 o'clock, I thought the baby was going to fall out of me. I'm not even kidding. I legit was like, this baby's going to roll out of me and it's going to be really awkward.
Jerry would love that, like, I'm sure.
I mean, you know, history has it that my child was too large to fall out of me, but I really thought that he was going to fall out of me. Mm-hmm. And I stopped standing up around 4 o'clock because I was like, the next time I stand up, there's going to be a baby on the ground. Anyways, all to say is I've been in labor for like 6-7 hours. We rest we're done for the day at like 5:30. And I get up. I have been organizing my notes since about 4 o'clock because I was like, I'm for sure going to have a baby tonight. Mm-hmm. I start organizing my notes, making notes next to the margins of like what we need to put in the closing. And I hand my entire book of notes and everyone's like, okay, what are we going to order for dinner? And I go, I'm going to go now. I will not be back tomorrow. And good luck. And he was like, why? What's going on? I was like, I'm going to go to the hospital and have a baby now. Don't worry about it. You have all my notes. I did my last witness today. Good luck. I'm going to go now, so I'm not going to stay for dinner, okay? And I just walked out.
Okay. Great. Glad to hear it.
I've held a baby cup before, but I think it's like anti...
I think you're not supposed to do that anymore, right?
Preservation or whatever. I did it in Thailand, but that makes it any better. But it was not in America.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Tiger Queen, Alice.
Tiger Queen. If only.
One day, Alice. Tigers on a gold leash. That'll be us.
So can I talk about how I'm really excited about these koozies?
You can. You can talk about that.
Are you not excited?
I'm so excited. I can barely stand it.
Well, it was funny because my girlfriends were texting about it, and they're talking about getting prosecutor gear, and they're like, oh, I wish you had a koozie. And I said, boy, do I.
Do I ever.
And they were like, well, how do we buy it? It's not in the store. I was like, oh, you can't buy this stuff.
Exactly. Okay. All right. You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready. So ready.
So ready. Never been more ready. Okay. Here we go. And for those of you who don't know this story, who haven't been listening to Murder and Alliance, we'll give you some background. And you're doing background.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I am all here. Don't laugh at me. I'm taking this very serious. I was like waiting with bated breath about the story. Okay. Here I go. Her larynx and vocal cords. Is it larynx? Larynx?
Yeah, it's larynx. Different people pronounce it different ways.
Now I feel self-conscious. Okay. How do you say it? Do you say
it? I say larynx.
Larynx.
But that may be wrong. I've heard it. I've actually been told that is not correct. So you do what you want.
Dang it. Now I want to know. Larynx. Sorry.
Look it up.
Larynx. Okay.
I would have just fallen over and died.
I felt like I couldn't it. Have done it. I actually, like, yeah. It was one of those things where I felt like a NASCAR driver, and, like, people are, like, like pouring water into your mouth and, like, changing your tires and, like, changing your gas. Like, I will say, the support staff were amazing, but it was one of those situations where I'd literally be, like, running down the hall to another hearing, and someone would, like, stick in my hand the papers I needed for the next one. And I was like, I hope it's the right papers.
You know.
So, in other words, finish this today. I got it. You
if
know
we
me.
Can finish this today.
I'm Alice on the ball.
You're Alice. On the ball. So,
as I've like just meandered for the
last. If it's a little long, that's fine.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. People need to get their act together.
One person doesn't like the song names.
Who let the dog? But you should have been like that. Oof, that response oof, was oof. Amazing. But you should have been like. That is the actual legal question here. Who let the dogs out? Because they are liable. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
I thought it was perfectly appropriate. No, I was you, like, no, this you is a perfect song.
It is a perfect song, but you should have been like, we're referring to the legal question that was at issue here. What are you talking about?
That it's only the second person to complain about the song titles. Everyone else loves them
because they're awesome. Yeah,
I know. I got one complaint about Free Falling when we did Ray Rivera. Like, that's so insensitive.
He was free falling. Whether pushed or jumped, he was free falling.
It's just, I don't know. I just feel like there are just people out there who it's like they live their lives to be upset. You know, they just want to be upset so badly. You know? Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of The Prosecutors. I'm Brett, and I'm joined, as always, by my impeccable co-host. Sorry.
That is not good when you can't even say it with a straight face because you know that's not true. Wow.
It is true. Let me start over. Hold on.
You can't laugh. That, you know what? That's like, you can't even say it with a straight face. That's terrible.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of...
What? Stop it!
Do this again. I guess I gotta calm down. You are impeccable. You're absolutely impeccable.
Is it that funny to think I'm impeccable? You know what?
You start laughing.
It's been a great day today. I think we should call it a night because we hit 2 million listens.
Woo! There you go. Okay, here we go.
Is it just because you missed me?
It was. It is. Just because I missed you. I missed you so much.
You didn't hang out with me this weekend.
I know. I didn't. I just didn't feel like leaving my house. I'm so old now. No. It's hard for me to, like, you know, do anything.
It's okay. You can just tell me you didn't want to hang out. I'm cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was.
Okay. Awesome, Brett.
Awesome, Alice.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Bloop.
Bloop. Is that not the universal sound for bloopers?
I think that's the universal sound for bloopers.
I couldn't help myself. I wanted to say it. I'm sorry I said it. Cut it out.
It's okay. No, it works.